Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 91. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms will drop down to lower 50s with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely with a low of 51. For Friday, mostly cloudy, will continue with rain in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 72.
Insurance can be complicated. Long policies, strange words, coverage exclusions. Luckily, you live near a Blue Valley insurance agent. We can help you understand what's in your policy and what's not. We'll help you get the coverage that you need, and if there's ever a claim, we're here to help. Get a hold of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for a quote or coverage questions.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. The Republican nominee for a competitive Kansas congressional seat is facing scrutiny about some of the biographical details he shares with voters. Steve Watkins' campaign website featured a since-removed testimonial to his heroic leadership when a deadly earthquake shook Mount Everest during an expedition. The guide he quoted says he never said that. The KBI called in to help with an investigation of a homicide after a body was found Monday night in a field in Hodgman County in southwest Kansas. The Hodgman County Sheriff's Office received a call around 10 o'clock Monday night from a farmer who had located the body in his field. The Dodge City Globe reports deputies located a deceased Hispanic male approximately 3 miles west of Hanston. The investigation is ongoing. The KBI says an autopsy has been ordered. The man's identity has not yet been released. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Officials are saying that Mercy Hospital in Fort Scott will close by the end of the year. Mercy officials said this week that declining patient numbers and reduced reimbursements from government programs, which is the largest source of the hospital's revenue, led to their decision. The statement said hospital officials tried for months to find a way to keep hospital services in the community of about 7,800 people in southeast Kansas. A 33-year-old Augusta man has been sentenced to 170 years in prison for kidnapping and sexually assaulting women who walked alone at night. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office announced this week that DeAndrew Dixon of Augusta was convicted last month. DA Mark Bennett said in a news release that in September and October of last year, Dixon kidnapped and sexually assaulted two women, and he sexually assaulted a third woman in 2016. And forecasters say one more sweltering day for the Sunflower State before fall reappears tomorrow. Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska prison officials say a chemical spill ignited a small fire in a closet at the state prison in Tecumseh. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that no one was injured in the fire that started yesterday inside the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution's wood shop. A news release from the State Department of Correctional Services says the chemical, which was not identified, spilled on the floor and rags meant to clean up the spill spontaneously combusted. The University of Nebraska researchers researchers are planning to use drones to conduct a study on tornadoes and thunderstorms that aims to improve weather forecasting. Lincoln Journal Star reports that the university's researchers are helping lead the study with more than 50 scientists and students from the University of Colorado, Texas Tech, and the University of Oklahoma. The research beginning in May is funded through a three-year, $2.4 million grant from the National Science Foundation. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to one-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmidinc.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A truck stolen from a residence in Washington in the 100 block of West 6th Street on Sunday morning was reportedly located and recovered by authorities. An investigation continues. Saturday, the Hanover and Hollenberg Fire Departments responded to a report of a fire in Franklin Township, and the Hanover Fire Department answered a call for a grain truck on fire last Monday in Independence Township. Homecoming Queen and King were named Friday at Marysville High School with Shayla Brown and Jacob Snelling's crown. The Bulldogs won over Wamego. At Hanover, Mackenzie Bonzer and Dakin Stahlbomber were crowned Queen and King. The Wildcats handled Onega. At Washington County, Kylie Minsmeyer and Luke Gobby were crowned Queen and King. The Tigers took Lincoln. The Kansas Forest Service is accepting fall orders for conservation tree and shrub seedlings for use as windbreaks, woodlots, wildlife, riparian plantings, Christmas trees, or education. Cost is $55 per unit of 25 containerized plants. Orders accepted through October 15. Order forms are available through the K-State Research and Extension offices or online at kansasforests.org. For information, phone 1-888-740-8 7733. Marysville Police Chief Todd Ackerman, a finalist for the Riley County Police Department Director, was not selected for the post. A director is to be named soon. River Valley Extension District annual fall fling is Monday, October 8th in Clay Center. The event begins with registration at 10:30. A welcome, awards, and recognition beginning at 11. Guest speakers will be on hand, plus they'll serve a salad luncheon and offer door prizes. The Extension fall fling Monday, October 8th at the 4-H Conference Center on the Clay County Fairgrounds. For additional information, contact the River Valley Extension District office. Athena Maxine Fry, age 99, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Athena Fry. Darlene Gertis, age 95, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery at Beatrice. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will meet friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Gertis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tomato bisque, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, a veggie plate, and grape salad. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and fruited jello. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the weather for today will be quite interesting. We're seeing very warm summer-like temperatures above average all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. But we do have a cold front associated with a low-pressure system that will sweep across the area, bringing a drastic change in temperatures. Some areas are going to see a temperature drop 30 to 40 degrees from today and into it tonight. With this front moving through, expect to see some showers and thunderstorms and much cooler temperatures as we head into tomorrow. So looking at the forecast, as we head through this Monday, we'll have sunny skies, breezy with a high of 91. We'll see sustained winds 15 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll continue to chance of showers and thunderstorms in the lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, it looks like we'll continue the chance of rain showers, possible thunderstorms, much cooler temperatures at 56. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely in the lower 50s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, we'll continue with showers likely, warmer, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 74, record high on this date 95 in 1963. The average low 49, the record low is 32 in 2004. Sunset this evening 7:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:21. Breezy and 70 in Marysville this morning ahead of sunrise. South winds in at 10 to 15 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 3rd of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Paradise Eats food truck will be at Bruna Implement in Washington today from 11 to 2. Serving up fresh food with a fun twist on the classics like barbecue, burgers, sandwiches, nachos, pizza, and more. The Paradise Eats food truck is not a destination, it's a state of mind. The Paradise Eats food truck today from 11 to 2 at Bruna Implement in Washington.
A win or go home battle in the Windy City. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. An extra innings wild card showdown. The Rockies pulled away from the Cubs in the top of the 13th.
The pitch.
Base hit into center field by Tony Walters. Home comes Story. Par to third. The Rockies have regained the lead.
On KOA, Colorado will face Milwaukee in the National League Division Series. The Minnesota Twins have decided to part ways with manager Paul Molitor after a disappointing 2018 campaign. GM Thad Levine will weigh all options.
We're going to look through all sorts of resources, tap into as many people as we can to put together the best list we possibly can, vet them to the best of our ability, and ultimately hire the right person.
Seahawks linebacker Michael Kendricks will not see the field the rest of the season. The NFL suspending Kendricks indefinitely after he recently pled guilty to insider trading. He'd been appealing the suspension, faces up to 3 years in prison. This is ABC Sports. New York Jets running back Isaiah Crowell's checkbook is more than $13,000 lighter after he was fined for pretending to use a football as toilet paper in week 3 against the Browns. The touchdown celebration landing him an endorsement from product line Dude Wipes. Clemson Tigers receiver Hunter Renfro has started to see snaps under center after the sudden departure of quarterback Kelly Bryant under the new redshirt rule that allows players to leave mid-season. Hunter, not a fan.
I don't like having to worry about that. It seems like now week 4 every year is going to be the trade deadline, you know, and everyone's going to have to make decisions. So I don't like that point of it or that part of it. When you commit to a school, when you commit to a team, I think you should, that's your team, right?
Bryant was benched for freshman Trevor Lawrence. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said the league plans to move forward with Seattle's expansion application. Bettman hopes to have the board vote in December. 24 out of 32 votes are needed. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Lights, Marysville and Royal Valley square off in district action. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover kicks off at Axtell. Our Friday night feature game live on KNDY FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The updated North American Free Trade Agreement has many procedural hurdles to pass before farmers and ranchers will see any benefits. President Trump called the agreement a promise kept regarding his trade agenda. NAFTA now becomes the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement, or USMCA. This announcement allows the Trump administration to beat a self-set deadline. The administration must allow for a statutory 60-day notification period before sending a deal to Congress. Given the way the timeline works under the Trade Promotion Authority, the administration set a deadline at the end of September to complete the talks to allow Mexico's outgoing president, to sign the PAC before a new administration takes over, but that if the U.S. House of Representatives switches leadership to Democrats, the chamber may be inclined to vote against the Trump win in 2019, when the agreement will likely be before Congress. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said House Democrats will closely scrutinize the text of the NAFTA proposal. While Monday was a good day for trade, it marked the first day without a farm bill. Lawmakers failed to gain a consensus in the Farm Bill Committee before the September 30th deadline, as the previous Farm Bill expired. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway said he's willing to stay in negotiations this month, even though the House has left for pre-election recess. Ag lawmakers and USDA officials warn of little harm for now without a farm bill. The hope is to pass a bill following the November elections. Conaway seems eager to wrap it up as much as possible, saying last week producers don't need additional anxiety or uncertainty if not having a five-year farm bill. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We saw some two-sided trade in livestock complex over the course of Tuesday, and we saw some two-sided trade with corn. Fortunately, both finished in positive territory as we wrapped up the day on Tuesday. Let's take a look at how things finished up. December corn up 1 3/4 at 367.5. March corn up 1 3/4 at 379.5. All three of the wheat markets finished in the green. Kansas City wheat had a stellar day. December KC wheat finished at 522.5. That's up 11. March KC wheat up 546.5, and that's up 10 3/4. We saw double-digit gains all the way down, and we saw double-digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. So a strong day for the wheat markets. Soybeans did nicely. November beans up 8 1/4 at 866. January beans up 8 1/4 at 880. Later months were all up by 8, 9 cents and more. October soybean meal was 70 cents higher at 311.20. December was up $1.30 at 315.10. Later months were all in the green. October soy oil was 35 points higher at 29.36. December up 35 points at 29.66. So it was a positive day all across the soy complex. Corn and Kansas City wheat did very nicely as well. Some strong gains for cattle. October live cattle finished up 30 at 113.97. December was up 52 at 119.47. Each of the later months was solidly green. October feeder cattle up 42 at 159.07. November feeders up 55 at 159.57. So a positive day for feeder cattle too. Hogs were mixed. October hogs up 167 at 66.42, but December hogs down 70 at 59.15, and all the later months were mixed as well. So hogs were mixed while cattle did well. Corn, wheat, soybeans finished higher. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Starseed offers excellent wheat seed treatment options. Our fungicides and insecticide packages help provide top-level performance in your crop. Starseed wheat treatments are proven in controlling numerous seed and soil-borne diseases while guarding against insect damage. Our family of products offers diversified solutions to tackle all those unwanted problems. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
More than 345,000 Kansans care for a parent, spouse, or loved one, helping them live independently at home. A new state law called Kansas Lay Caregiver Act supports these caregivers. Kansans can now designate a caregiver when they're admitted to a hospital. That caregiver is informed when their loved one is discharged. Hospitals must give the caregiver an explanation and demonstration of the medical tasks they'll need to perform at home. Learn more at aarp.org/KS. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Feral swine are called the world's number one invasive species problem. What's being done in the United States to control the booming wild pig population? After this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color, fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Long before the Pilgrims showed up in what would become the United States, wild pigs were here. Introduced in the 1500s as a source of food, and over the centuries, they have become game for hunters. And over the last 30 or 40 years, they have spread to nearly every state and are causing immense damage to agriculture, to private and public property, and to other wildlife. What's being done? Dr. Dale Nolte is coordinator of the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. It's a USDA program to help individual states come up with ways to, well, to manage the damage.
Our program collaborates extensively with all the state agencies in developing plans and objectives, and it varies among the states of what we're trying to do. In most of the northern states, the goal has become elimination. Stop the problem before it takes hold. I mean, if there's a few dozen or even a few hundred feral swine out there, we can control those numbers fairly. It's not easy, but a lot easier than once it gets up to millions like it is in Texas.
And how many of these wild pigs are we talking about across the United States?
The estimation is wide, but we believe 6 million is a reasonable estimate. It varies anywhere from 4 to 9 that I've seen.
Hunting of wild pigs, which is a very popular sport, helps, but only a little bit.
But, you know, we've hunted white-tailed deer forever in this country, and we have large populations of white-tailed deer, and the numbers keep seem to be increasing. When I grew up hunting, we were kind of trained to be sportsmen, to take males, not females. You didn't take little animals. When you're trying to remove a population, taking trophy animals does very little to reduce populations. So the approach taken is very different than hunting. Our goal is complete elimination where possible.
Many states have specific seasons for wild pig hunting, but if there are wild pigs that are damaging your farm or ranch land, can you just go out and shoot them?
That would vary from state to state, but I'm unaware of any state where a landowner cannot get a permit if it's not just readily available to remove feral swine.
Dr. Dale Nolte of the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. Back after this.
Hey farmers, it's Jen at Alliance Insurance. I know it's a busy time of the year, but don't forget to add ingestion on your combines and headers. Do you have all your equipment and big trucks insured? Come by and see me or give me a call. Jen at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
729 from KNDY, 70 and breezy this morning. Quite a contrast ahead the next 24 hours with a cold front moving in. Ahead of that, warmest readings in quite some time with highs around 90 on tap today. Sunshine and south winds, highs tomorrow only around 60.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Kansas freshman running back Puka Williams Jr. earned Big 12 Conference Co-Newcomer of the Week honors. That announcement by the league offices this week. Williams had a strong all-around performance against Oklahoma State, where he totaled 189 all-purpose yards, including a 60-yard rushing touchdown. Williams turned in 97 rushing yards, one score on 13 carries. His 60-yard scoring run marked his longest scoring TD of the season.
season. The award makes the second conference weekly honors for the Jayhawks this season, as Williams and senior linebacker Joe Dineen Jr. were each honored following KU's win over Central Michigan. Williams' newcomer of the week is the second for KU since the award's inception back in 2016. KU Jayhawks on the road this Saturday as they'll travel to visit the West Virginia Mountaineers, kickoff at 11 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmidinc.com.
A 10-year-old Topeka boy's heartbreak after his Kansas City Chiefs helmet was stolen at a game has turned to joy after he was given a new one that all the players signed. Kansas City Star reported last week that the boy took the helmet to Sunday's game at Arrowhead Stadium, hoping to add a signature from quarterback Patrick Mahomes to several others. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the theft had occurred a week ago Sunday and opened an investigation. The theft was caught on a surveillance camera, and a relative posted the photos to the Facebook page of Stolen KC, which spread the story. The anti-crime discussion group's founder, David Brucker, says it's been incredible. Kansas City Chiefs presented the boy with the signed helmet last Wednesday. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs facing another test in Jacksonville this weekend, and Mahomes could be without one of his top players in Sammy Watkins. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Manhattan for homecoming weekend, October 12th and 13th. The fun begins Friday night in Bramlage Coliseum for Madness in Manhattan. This free event features both basketball teams and is your first chance to see the Wildcats since the Elite Eight run. Then on Saturday, watch K-State football take on Oklahoma State. Tickets start at less than $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
Friday Night Lights, Marysville and Royal Valley square off in district action. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover kicks off at Axtell. Our Friday night feature game live on KNDY FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well.
If you believe in gardening by favorite moon faces, the timing may be tricky this fall for bulb planting. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 3rd, the 276th day of the year. Guitar hero Stevie Ray Vaughan was born on this day, and in 1955, the children's show Captain Kangaroo made its debut. The almanac says spring flowering bulbs are best planted during the dark of the moon. That could make for difficult timing this fall, especially in colder climates. The current waning or dark phase of the moon ends this weekend, and the next opportunity won't be until after the full moon. moon on the 24th. Because newly planted bulbs need time to develop roots before the ground freezes, northern gardeners wanting a favorable moon phase should get their bulbs in now or hope that Mother Nature delays a cold snap until mid-November. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get help from our bulb planting chart online at almanac.com.
KNDY.